have been having sex with the lights off for their entire 30 years of marriage. Nervous about his performance, the man would use a large dildo on his wife instead of his own penis because he didn't want to displease her. After 30 years of this, she still had no clue. One day during sex, the wife reached up and flicked on the light switch, only to realize that her husband had been using a dildo. "I knew it," she proclaimed. "Explain the dildo." To which he responded, "Me? You explain the kids." Doorbell surprise. A woman is looking for love, so she runs an ad in the local paper. Her ad read, "Looking for a man, he must have three qualifications in order to be with me. First, he must never beat me up. Second, he must never run away. Third, he must be incredible in bed." A week after her ad runs in the newspaper, she hears her doorbell ring. She answers it, and the man replies, "Hi, I'm John. I have no arms, so you know I will not beat you. I have no legs, so you know I will not run away." Stunned and a little confused, the woman asks, "And how do you think you would be great in bed?" John responds, "Well, I rang the doorbell, didn't I?" If the shoe fits. "Babe, is it in?" a husband asks his wife. "Yeah," she responds. "And does it hurt?" "Uh-huh," she whimpers back. "Okay, let me put it in slowly," the husband says back. She says, "It still hurts. Ow." Finally, the husband says, "Okay, let's try another shoe size." Fools. A husband and a wife get into yet another argument. Frustrated, the husband grunts, "You know, I was a fool when I married you." The wife looks the husband straight in the eyes and responds, "Yes, honey, but I was in love and apparently didn't even notice." Chapter 2, Gentleman's Game. This chapter is just for those gentlemen jokes. Although if you're reading this, you're probably not much of a gentleman now, are you? One-liners. Why are your wife and your job different? After 5 years together, your job still sucks. What is a useless piece of skin attached to a dick? A man. Have you heard about the man with the premature ejaculation problem? He comes out of nowhere. Why are a penis and a Rubik's Cube the same? The longer you play, the harder they get. What's the best way to make your girlfriend scream during sex? Call her and tell her about it. Why do men have penises? So they at least have a chance at shutting a woman up. Why are your dick and bonus checks different? Someone will always be willing to blow your bonus. Why is life just like a penis? Your wife always makes it hard. What can you call a guy who has a small dick? Just in. What do you call a guy who has a big dick? Phil. An O and a Q are hanging out. What does the O say to the Q? Why is your dick out? When is it an appropriate time to kick a midget? When the midget is standing next to your woman and he's saying her hair smells great. Why was everyone talking about the man who died of a Viagra overdose? They couldn't get the casket closed. What is the name for a cheap circumcision? A ripoff. Longer jokes. Got AIDS? There's a man who is dying of cancer. However, whenever anyone asks, he is sure to tell them every time that he is actually dying of AIDS. One day, his son grows curious about the lies. So, he asks his father, "Why do you keep telling everyone you have AIDS?" The dad smiled and looked over at his son and says, "Son, if I've died of AIDS, then I know that no one will go after your mother when I'm gone." 10-inch bick. One day, two men were out on a fishing trip. One decides he wants to have a smoke, so he asks the other if he brought a lighter. "Yes, I do have a lighter," the second man responds as he hands the first one a 10-inch bick lighter to light his smoke with. Surprised, the guy asks, "Where did this come from?" The other one responds, "Oh, I have a genie." After lighting his smoke, the first man asks, "Well, do you think I could make a wish?" "Sure. Just make sure you speak clearly. He's a little bit hard of hearing," the second man responds. After a few moments of thought, the man puffs his cigarette and then rubs the lamp. A genie appears in front of him, asking him what his wish was. So the man says, "I want $1,000,000. The genie agrees and then disappears. Less than a minute later, 1,000,000 ducks fly across the sky over the two men who are fishing. The guy says, "Wow, your genie really does suck."